Right now, lift up your voice. Begin to give thanks unto God for answered prayers. Thank Him, praise Him, bless Him, magnify His name. Lift up your hands and give Him thanks. God has heard, He has answered. Father, we thank You for answered prayers even now. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please be seated and put your hands together for the Lord.
This morning, it is testimony time. Can we make it louder, my breakthrough time? Please, let's listen to the following documented testimonies and be blessed as we do. Number one, divine promotion through kingdom engagement. Hallelujah. I work in an organization where I was promoted after 5 years. That was in 2010. After that, things became stagnant. People I trained and who came after me were promoted to my position, and even positions above me, while I remained in the same position. At the time, even the MD told me he did not know why he had not promoted me. It seemed like a case of Joshua the high priest, who had a filthy garment placed on him by Satan. I then joined hands with another brother in this commission, and we began to pray against every opposition and ask for favor with the management. I also began to engage in non-instruction from the pulpit, engaging in soul winning, and when I couldn't go on outreach, I constantly prayed for lost souls and for those on outreach. This year, everyone who had spent 6 years and above were being sacked from the organization, but I have stayed for 10 years. However, instead of being sacked, I was promoted because I engaged in soul winning. Let's make it louder for Jesus. To the glory of God, this same year when men were saying there was a casting down, I was gloriously promoted. The testifier is Uche Olekamma. Please, let's put our hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Number two, 10 years barrenness terminated via kingdom endeavors. Glory to God. For 8 years, I was an experiment for doctors at different hospitals. At a point, a particular coil was fixed inside my private part for 3 months for the purpose of separating the uterus. For those 3 months, the coil was inserted. I was bleeding profusely. Eventually, after 8 months, I became tired and told God that if He would turn around my captivity, I would return to give Him all the glory. Meanwhile, during the Wonder Double prophetic season, I engaged fully as I was going out for soul winning and also pray kingdom advancement prayers. At a point, the Lord instructed me to organize a bus to convey members down to church at Canaan Land every Sunday. I personally organized the bus on my own without consulting my husband. Later, I told him what I had done and he said it was good. Afterwards, some people tried to discourage me that the money was too much and they persuaded me to stop. Then a voice asked me how much a soul is worth. I replied that no soul could be bought with 7,000 naira for 1 week, and I kept doing it. Amazingly, 3 months later, God visited us and gave us a son. Hallelujah. To God alone be all the glory. The testifier are Mr. and Mrs. Samuel Okoli. Please rise up on your feet, put your hands together for Jesus in appreciation of these amazing testimonies.
Give the Lord a bigger clap offering, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Now, for answered prayers this morning, let's all lift up our two hands and give this God of heaven thanks. Give Him praise, give Him glory, give Him honor. Thank you, Jesus. Leros kanabalaru tanek. Englo koruwa leziza radabad. Treno yi garado sine poketi anodaze. Give Him thanks. If you believe He heard you this morning, give Him thanks. And I ask Him to speak to you this morning for all the Pokemon in the morning for to hear Him. Lord, I want to hear from you this morning. Fire me up. Fire me up. keep me on the track for advancement. Show me thy way again this morning. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. In the book of Psalm 103 and verse 7, he made his ways known unto Moses and his acts to the children of Israel. Everyone walking his ways end up causing waves in the race of life. He made his ways known unto Moses and his acts to the children of Israel. His ways are the commanders of his acts. His acts are in command of his ways. You can't discover his ways and not be in command of signs, because he cannot deny himself. You can't engage with what God says without committing his integrity to perform. You can't engage with his command and not be in command. Lord, show me now thy way that I may know thee. You can't have his ways and not see him in action. Lift up your two hands. Ask him, show me again your way so I can be in command of your acts. Show me your ways so I can be in command of your acts. Show me your way so I can be in command of your acts. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Lord Jesus, we thank you this morning for the privilege to be in your presence. Thank you for safekeeping all through the week. Thank you for bringing us to the end of this week today. And thank you for your manifest presence in our life. Thank you for the grace of stewardship. Thank you for the grace for reaching out to the lost and praying for souls to be saved. Receive our thanks in the name of Jesus. Thank you especially for all souls saved this week. Thank you for all contacts that are still considering surrendering their life to Christ. Thank you because none of them will escape this weekend in the name of Jesus Christ. And thank you for the assurance of open rewards. Thank you for the assurance of open rewards. And thank you for the assurance of open rewards. In Jesus' precious name. One counsel before you sit down. Give not what is holy unto dogs. A woman committed herself to paying transportation on a weekly basis. The husband said, that's good. Other gainsayers, passerbys, is that not too much? It's too much. 7,000. Oh, 7,000? It's too much. It's too much. No direction from heaven should be subjective to human contributions or deliberation. It's not their cup of tea. Wait for God of open rewards. And now you have a baby. It is not enough anymore. Caution, stop hanging around corners. You're on your way somewhere. And this operation will not be over before God confirms his word of honor in your life. God does not honor groups, he honors individuals. He that serves me, him, not they, will my Father honor. God does not promote groups, he promotes individuals. He sets up one and he brings down another. Mind your business and mind your work with God. The tractors are all over the places. Mind your personal walk with God. And watch out for your personal rewards in return. Watch out for your personal open rewards in return. You won't miss it. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And be seated, please. Again, it's your year of supernatural turnaround. Let me hear you say it. You shall see it established. In the name of Jesus Christ. Running with a prize in view is the exhortation line for the week. And it's ending today. Running with a prize in view. There are those who run as a hobby. They are not under any constraints. They are not running for the prize. So they run as convenient. But those running for the prize run differently. I remember I had a friend in Massachusetts many years ago, and we were up after a meeting having dinner. He said, oh, there's coming this marathon in our city, so time, about 8 months' time. But I'm already late. I can't get involved anymore because I need 1 year to prepare. I laughed. I said, in my country, you don't need that much. Since your legs are there, you just jump in there. Amen. He needed 1 year to prepare for that race. How much? But people jogging here in Canaan land don't need any time to prepare. They just, when he's tired, he starts walking. Praise God. He has no price in view, so he's not under any constraint. Running with the prize in view demands that we engage the power of self-imposed necessity for delivery. Self-imposed necessity for delivery. First Corinthians 9:16. Paul said, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. God does not impose himself on anyone. So Paul is talking about self-imposed necessity. Christ says, I stand at the door and knock. If you open, I come in. You shut the door, I pass on. Now, he was going through Samaria to Jerusalem, and they said, look, you cannot pass through here. Peter said, what? Let's call fire. What are we doing? He said, no. I don't impose myself on anyone. So he took another route. God does not impose himself on anyone. There are people, or there might be people, it's expected, in this church who have not done one thing in their life on kingdom advancement and evil. One thing. It's not that they are so busy, but they are just not interested. Jesus, go and kingdom advance somewhere else. I have enough of things to advance myself. They collect all the papers. They will give to those who didn't come to church when they divided it. You didn't come to church last Sunday, get my own. There are some of them read one line of all those documents were given in church last Sunday. Not one line. One line. There are those who have never prayed for any service in their life. The old Lord, Sunday is coming. Watch over your word. Settle every unsettled life. They'll be there, not once. There are those who have never prayed for their pastor once. Papa doesn't need prayer. He prays for himself. They are just disconnected. He wouldn't impose his way on anyone. Paul is simply saying, I have self-imposed necessity on my life. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. We find him saying so again in Philippians 1:21. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Paul said, look, if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. So I'm not being forced to. I willingly subscribe to this task, knowing that it is the heartbeat of the Father. Knowing that therein lies my glorious destiny. 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 17. So it's not imposed. It's not coerced. It's just a choice. Self-imposed necessity. I once stated that when your assignment becomes a task, all your senses will come alive. A task that must be done. And like the white man will say, necessity is the mother of inventions. It becomes a task. All our senses will come alive. Any believer under this law is sure to deliver any given task. Second Timothy chapter 4, 5-8. But what thou in all things endure afflictions and do the work of an evangelist, so as to make full proof of your ministry. Now verse 6. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Now, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. You can't be under that necessity and not deliver. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me in that day. I can see it. Something is bursting forth in someone's life this morning. As you willingly subscribe to the law of self-empowerment, post necessity, engaging with a by all means approach, what is for standing souls for God's sake? To God who has kept me on my feet all these years of my life, to God who brought me salvation for free, what is for souls that I would not be explaining why I could not get? During lockdown syndrome of last year, I said, Jesus, Gathering people as my outreach strategy will not work at this time, but there must be a way forward. Honey just showed me the way to go. And got those young fellows who are on my team, outreach team, fire them up inside, send them on the street one by one. We molested the devil. We assaulted him. He suffered pepper. Glory to God. Amen. That when it becomes a task, your senses will come alive. Well, the good news is no excuse is tenable for no results with God. Forget it. Returns on our spiritual stewardship includes security of our generations after us. Abraham, having passed the test of servanthood, had this one blessing on him. By myself, I sworn that in blessing I will bless thee. In multiplying, I will multiply thy seed as the sand by the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gates of the enemy. And in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Job 36:11. And Psalm 112:1-3. Blessed is a man that feareth the Lord, that delights himself greatly in his commandments. His seed also shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Working with God today, secure your generations after you tomorrow. Working with God today. A quality work with God today. Secure generations after you tomorrow. And two can work together, said they be agreed. So enjoy your partnership with Jesus and keep enhancing the quality of your partnership with Christ. Keep growing, keep developing the quality of your partnership with Jesus. It will be speaking louder by the day in the lives of your generations after you. Your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. It will just become a Jesus lineage, where whatever worked in your great forefather who walked with God keeps manifesting itself in your life over and over again without sweat. The greatness of Abraham is still speaking in Israel today. There is no field of human endeavor where you can brush the Jews aside. That tiny nation rules the world by reason of exploits in all field of human endeavor. All as a result of the quality work of Abraham with God. The quality work of Abraham with God. No games. There are many great names across the nations of the earth that are completely erased. There is no trace that they lived. They are gone, the generation just perished after them, straight. No one could lift up his head in their lineage. Gone. And gone forever. But watch the seed of Abraham up till now. And spiritually, we are also part of his seed. Watch what the Jesus people are doing all around the world today. And, let me tell you this. No matter the gang up of hell, international conspiracy, not diplomacy. No matter the gang up of hell, you can't stop this from happening. You can't. All those Jesus great funded institutions, can you rewrite them? No. Jesus at the root. Can you rewrite the inventions? Most of these striking inventions globally for centuries have the Jews there. Have the spiritual Jews also at the back of it. That's what the quality of our work with God engenders. You don't need to write a thing down for your children. They'll be greater than you. Amen. And their children will be greater than them. And their children will be greater than their parents. And so it will all become a lineage of men and women of exploits. By reason of our quality walk with God. This is not just for now. We are here for a short time. Thank you, Jesus. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. For the upright, there arises light in darkness. Praise God. Amen. Number two thing that happens as a result of our quality walk with God is enthronement, both in the now and eternity. Enthronement. Hear this. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that torment to righteousness as these stars forever. Daniel 12:3. As these stars forever. Enthronement in our various areas of endeavors. Enthronement in our various areas of vocations, professions, occupations. James and John sent their mother to go and lobby Jesus for position. And Jesus said, you want to get anywhere? You want to be chief? Then be servant of all. I mean, your minister is one that serves. So serving God enthrones. The chiefest of believers are those who are addicted to serving God and the interests of his kingdom. My God. Now, all of you come over, take one pound. I'm coming back. Let me see how much you make out of it. And the first one said, I made 10 out of it. Say, now, have the authority over 10 cities. Serving God with results enthrones. Serving God with proofs enthrones. Serving God with proofs enthrones. Luke 19 and verse 13 and slash 17 to 19. The second one came and said, I made 5 more. Have the authority over 5 cities. So serving God productively, serving God faithfully, enthrones believers. Enthrones believers. But we are not just enthroned here. Man, we are enthroned with Jesus in heaven. He's King of kings, Lord of lords. Henceforth, there is a crown of righteousness laid up for me by God, the righteous judge, who will give it to me that day. And not only to me, but to all that are walking towards his coming. And what is determining his coming? This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached among all nations, and then shall the end come. Glory to God. So running with the price in view secures our coming generations. Running with the price in view enthrones us both in the now and in the hereafter. Lift up your right hand and receive grace for consistent and quality partnership with Jesus in reaping the harvest of the world. Consistency. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. You know, Paul said, by the help of God, I continue to this day. You can't continue on your own. I can't continue on my own. It takes the help of God to enjoy continuity, steadfastness. It takes what? What does it take? Where do we get that from? From the altar of prayer. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace and we obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. We get at that help from the altar of prayer. Don't just assume help is coming. Demand for it. We need help for continuity. I have been generously helped. I have been generously helped. Not one iota of zeal has dropped off my life. It's burning hotter by the day and I'm enjoying myself. I'm having the best of time running around with Jesus. But I bring you good news this morning. Watch. Every tract and every publication that advertises Jesus and what he's doing in the midst of his people is a paper missionary. What do I call it? Any paper where you see it is written in any form, either in testimony or in exhortation, is as sacred as the word itself. So we need to embrace the sacredness of gospel tracts and diverse publications because he speaks to people through them. He speaks to people through them. So don't handle them casually. They are paper missionaries. They are on a mission to the dying world for their rescue. They can't be threatened. Nonsense. It doesn't hear. But we are still reading. You see, it's nonsense what you are saying. We are still reading. That's some time. Oh boy. This thing is true. Am I not going through this one? Okay, I've tried my best. I can't get any solution. I'll go there. He changed his mind. Now, you know who? The man there is talking. The man in the paper is talking. The testimony there is speaking. The words of exhortation, you need to be born again, is speaking. So, approach it that way. Today, we are going to go out again and share, distribute this mission, this paper missionaries, to go to various places. Someone will take it, put it in their pocket. Every day, every day, every day. Then he gets home, he wants to sleep. I think I need to read that thing. Let's see what they are saying. Go there tomorrow. Because I'm unsettled. They say they are settling people. I'm unsettled. Don't let me pretend. I need settlement in this area of my life. So, he's on his way. Amen. So, get excited. You know, you somebody is not listening to you, but put the paper in his hand and walk away. Someone squeeze it in Lekki, drop it down, another one pick it and straighten it up. My God. I must be there. There must be something there for me. Somebody threw it out, another one pick it up. These papers don't fight anybody. They just open your eyes. As we have released several paper missionaries into the city, into the nooks and the crannies, we are going to see bumper harvest of souls tomorrow. Yeah. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Put in the sickle. For the harvest is right. Joel 3:13. Put in the sickle. For the harvest is right. Multitudes are in the valley of decision. Put in the sickle. People are going through stress and strain. Show them the way out. And then, of course, we have these 12 apostolic paper missionaries that were released yesterday. Come to win us. for an end to your secret tears. You come out of the room, yes, praise God, praise God. That's if you go to church. Don't go to church. Well, I think the best thing is just to die. There's nothing. I don't need anything more. I'm just going to die. Come to winners for an end to your secret tears. Amen. Nobody can see secret tears outside. It's inside. So you pass it to people. Either it's in that condition or somebody he knows is in that condition. And it becomes an extension of your distribution. It calls the person to, I think we should go together tomorrow. Something will be there for us. So you are just hiring more laborers without any stress. Well, the good news is, before this operation is over, we will be dazed. But be anxious for nothing, in everything by prayers. Don't just go distributing these materials. Pray over them. Always pray over them. I release you and send you forth as paper missionaries to reach out to everyone going through stress for their rescue. Reach out to everyone who does not know you to bring them to the knowledge of the kingdom. Put them out of darkness to light. Rescue them out of fire to your kingdom. And then you go out. Pum, 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 pum. And after 50 of them, you say, I have sent out 50 missionaries. They are walking the walk. They are walking the walk. They are walking the walk. It's also wisdom to see where you can put your number. Somewhere there. This is my number. You need to call me for any form of assistance on how to get here. Then he calls you. I become an apostle. And he tells you his problem. You tell him, Jesus is in our midst, meeting all kinds of needs. Be there tomorrow. And please call me when you arrive, so I can see you or direct you as may be required. Let's go out with every zeal and zest, knowing that you are not just investing to your future, you are investing to posterity, you are investing to eternity. Get excited at it. Stand to your feet. Give the Lord the biggest clap offering. Come on, give him the biggest clap offering, everybody. One young Muslim man, a family man, got one of the trash and dropped it somewhere in his house. And he said, something kept telling me, go and get that paper. Get that paper and go to where they ask you to come. Huh? He's an established Muslim. So he went to the paper. He didn't know the paper between Saturday or Sunday. He just started coming. And he came in on Wednesday. Came into the service, midweek service. Gave his life to Christ that day. Who is speaking? The paper missionary you kept somewhere. He said, stand up. Stand up, I'm here. Go and get that paper. On your way now. I came here for you. The reason why you have that paper is me. I came here to draft you in. And he got saved. We are going to see wonders. We are going to see wonders. Lift up your two hands and thank God for opening your eyes to see that your walk with God today does not stop with you. It goes on to continue with your children's children after you, in their various generations. Thank God for opening your eyes to see that your enthronement is in it. Your enthronement on this earth is in your obedience to God and serving the interest of his kingdom. Come on now. Lift up your two hands and do that from the depth of your heart, everybody. Do that from the depth of your heart, everybody. Do that from the depth of your heart, everybody. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Everybody, please stretch forth your hand over these flyers and tracts that they go forth as paper missionaries today. And not the ones that have been distributed to begin to function and operate and manifest as paper missionaries indeed. Go ahead and pray. Holy Ghost, breathe upon these publications. Breathe upon this and turn them to paper missionaries. Speaking loud and clear in everyone's home, from everyone's bag, wherever they might put it, in the name of Jesus, convicting and converting multitudes into the kingdom of God. And thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Father, we release these publications with this new revelation that these are paper missionaries. By the breath of the Holy Ghost, let each copy of our tracts and flyers manifest today as missionaries. In the name of Jesus. How many still remember the testimony from Port Harcourt? How the flyer of Shiloh fell from that bag and I began to speak in tongues from it. Who speaks in tongues? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, eh? You brought me here, you brought my daughter here. Crazy. As the paper began to speak in tongues, all the ritual killers fell flat. They were in stupor. They were under intoxication. They were under affliction. My daughter took the knife that they were going to use to slaughter her, cut the rope from herself, and cut the rope for 16 others. And 17 people walk into liberty by the mystery of the paper missionary. The mystery of the paper missionary. Amen. Someone was going to commit suicide and pull out the drugs that he would drug himself with, and one of the paper missionaries came out. Jesus still delivers from indebtedness. His eyeballs came out. He was going to kill himself because of indebtedness. Do the drug. Go away. I'm not going to die. Found his way here from Ikeja early morning on Monday. And was gloriously led to Christ. That's what you are doing. Come on now, give the Lord a big hand. So, it's not a make-believe revelation. It's a revelation backed up with testimonies. Backed up with what? Backed up with testimonies. Backed up with testimonies. You'll be the next one to share your testimony. Somebody tore this paper and the Holy Ghost came to afflict him. For 2 weeks, he couldn't wink his eyes. He went for every form of help, he couldn't get it. Now, the following morning, he woke up with three afflictions. Typhoid, hepatitis B, all of them, one time. The missionary reacted. He said, even if God will not save my life, let him save my soul. Let him save my soul. So he was a believer. Can I hear your amen? But his corner, Jesus delivered him. He said, I will never tear any chaff from any church again in my life. Amen. That tells you it's a person. Who reacted? The person of the Holy Ghost. The advertiser of Jesus. The Lord of the harvest. Is the one that reacted. In the same vein, as you go about sharing this, you'll be showering favor on your life. You'll not have to struggle with any issue anymore in your life. Lift up your two hands to heaven and give God thanks for his visitation this morning. In the name of Jesus, give God thanks for his visitation this morning. In the name of Jesus, give him thanks. Give him thanks for showing you the way to go. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Now, that means get copies, get down to your offices, your neighborhood, and be sharing with them. It doesn't take time to share, does it? No, because I'm not selling it. It's free. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. It doesn't take time. You have 30 minutes break, you just jump down from your office block, and then you go to the neighborhood. Christ loves you. Christ loves you. Christ loves you. And then you go back to your office, the same. The missionary is at work. Can I hear your amen? You are in for the best of time. You shall be openly rewarded this time. Lift up your two hands, give him thanks, and speak to the day. Speak to the day. It's a mop-up operation day. Speak to the day. Multitudes will follow you to church tomorrow. Speak to the day. Commit yourself to it in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Remember, we have water baptismal service this morning. So everyone involved should please take note of that. The time is 7:30, so it's almost time. So, and like you know, the church does not provide baptismal gowns again except on request. Each one comes along with his own baptismal dress. You are baptized, you change, and then you get back on your way home, a brand new person with your baptismal mantle in your hand. Can I hear your amen? Amen. And you'll be empowered to walk in the newness of life without struggle. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Give him thanks.
Thank you. Lift your hand, lift your voice, and give thanks to God. Give praise to his name and celebrate him from the depth of your heart. He's worthy of praise. He's worthy of glory. He's worthy of honor. He's worthy of adoration. Celebrate him. Glorify him, honor him, give him thanks, celebrate him, glorify him, honor him, and give glory unto his name. Father, we thank you. We bless your name, Jesus. You are worthy of all the praise, and you are worthy of all the glory. Blessed be your holy name, and blessed be your holy name, and blessed be your holy name. Are you giving thanks to God? Are you giving glory to his name? Are you celebrating him? Father, we say thank you, and blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say a loud amen. Don't forget, you pick up the flyers, the tracts that you require, and advertise Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed as you do. All of those who are here for water baptism, you can make your way towards close to the choir stand here. And just sit down and prepare for that session. You are here for water baptism. Come close to the choir stand here and just prepare for the session.